Hey guys, and welcome to episode 48 of the OCDstories.com podcast. Now in this episode, I interview Stephen Smith. Now Stephen was on the podcast, ages ago now, and he is one of the co-founders of the No OCD app, which is an ERP tracking app, and they kindly sponsor this podcast. And every time you guys download it, obviously you can only download it once, but when you do download it, if you do it for the links on our website or the bottom of YouTube or on iTunes, they do donate some money to an OCD charity on yours and our behalf, which is awesome. But again, he was on the podcast for the second time. I had to get him on to talk about his the new updates to the app, because I wanted to share them with you, because there's a lot of new things have gone on in the app, and we talk about this in the episode. It's a lot more user-friendly if you use the Headspace app. It's a similar layout to that. There's great new sort of planning tools in there. And I just like the way it now kind of guides you through each step, kind of handholds you. And I think that's very good to have. It clearly helps you set up your obsessions and compulsions, allows you to track them and expose yourself to your fears over time. So definitely check out the new update of the app. I think if you already have the app, it should give you an update in the Apple Store. It's currently on Apple, should be on Android, I believe, in the next few months, latest, I believe. But maybe hit them up, which is at TreatMyOCD on Twitter, and they'll be able to answer that for you. But he goes over this, and there's also Bob, and the lady's name is, I've lost it. Anyway, they're like kind of like little helpers within the app that help guide you through. So we discuss that, but then we also discuss, I ask him some quotes, which he shared on the Treat My OCD Twitter page. And I basically ask them what they mean to him and how that can help people with OCD. I love quotes, he loves quotes. So it was an interesting discussion, and he gives some great advice. So I think you're going to enjoy this. You're definitely going to want to download the app, and this should be an inspiring one for you. Speak to you soon. On the podcast today, I have Stephen Smith, who is the co-founder of the OCD app called No OCD. Stephen's on for a second time. If you wanted to hear more of his OCD story, you can listen to his original, or my original interview with him, which I'll link up in the show notes and stuff. But he's currently studying economics and Chinese and is the quarterback for his college football team. Welcome back to the show, Stephen.
Thanks so much for having me again. It's been a pleasure as always.
Yeah, it's good to have you on, and obviously you guys sponsor the app, so it's good to talk about it and talk about the new features that are coming up.
Yep, great. It's a very exciting time.
Yeah, I should say that when this goes live, the new upgraded app will be out and live. So if you're hearing this now, you can download it.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a lot of work, and we're excited to release it.
Cool, absolutely, man. So you've got Sidebench. Now you partnered with Sidebench. It'd be good to tell us, you know, why you partnered with this agency, what they're going to do for you, etc.
Definitely. So Sidebench is a firm in Santa Monica, California. So for those who are listening abroad, it's a part of California that's really beachy and nice. They have been doing great work in the past for other companies like Red Bull, Oakley, etc. And we saw their value in enhancing users' experience. So they are what they call UI UX optimization firm. And what they do is they take apps that have been released, or they take ideas and they make it very intuitive so that users who use the software can then turn around and have a great experience. And so we saw they've done it in the past, and we wanted to optimize each user's experience. So we ended up partnering with them, and they've been doing great work for us for the past about 8 months now. And so we just launched an official partnership with them 2 weeks ago, and they're going to be handling much of the product-related details associated with No CD. So we're very excited.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And no doubt it's going to change dramatically, continuously over the next sort of year or two, which is great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're doing – we have a couple of builds coming out, one scheduled for even in November. So cool. The one in November is going to include – some gamification component that's going to help users stay engaged more, and it's going to make the app more fun. And as tough as it is to do fun things while being associated with ERP, it's going to make it a little bit more engaging. So we're excited.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because I think that's one of the hardest things for apps, is to keep people engaged.
And
definitely.
And you know, we want, or we, you want to keep people engaged in this app because it's only going to help them in their recovery. And ultimately, if we can't keep them in there, can't keep them doing ERP, then it's detrimental. So.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And we have some fun figures that are coming into the app. Bob and Beth, they're two, what we call like our OCD buddies. They're similar to the Microsoft Paperclip, where if you have questions, you kind of click on them and they answer them for you. And so we think they're going to really help make the app a little bit more 21st century, so that people are engaged more and they're having a little bit more of a fun experience and an educational experience as well.
Okay, cool. So is that going to be a button in the app? And like, let's say for me, I'd pick Bob. And do I just type in the question, you know, how do I track obsessions or something like that? And then it comes back with the answer. Is that how it's
going? Well, on each screen, we're going to have a little question mark icon. And every time you hit that question mark, a new screen will pop up with Bob and he'll give you the explanation for what to do there.
Okay, cool.
So, or in your case, or in whoever's case, if you can kind of customize that Bob character, and then if you want to use Beth, you can then just change the avatar to Beth, and you'll get her kind of helping you out.
Cool. Yeah, no, that's good. That's useful actually. Okay, cool. So is it? It's weird because it's not out yet as we're talking, but if you're listening, it is out. Is it out on Android now?
So it's our next step. We're working on Android. We're figuring out right now our kind of retention data, and we're figuring out what users like, so that when we release Android, it's perfect and ready to go, and we have data and support. So that actually is getting done as we speak. We're just waiting to release it so that when we need to make much needed changes, we're doing it on one platform, and we're doing it on a smaller scale so that we don't, change too much too fast for so many different people. So. Yeah. We're guessing that it's going to be released hopefully like very, very early 2017.
Cool. Okay. Awesome.
And it's in the progress right now though. So we're excited about it. We're just doing testing.
Yeah. No, that's good. And I guess anyone who's got an Android and is really wants it, it's good to wait for all the bugs and all the other issues to be removed.
Definitely.
Cool. So with this, update that's just gone live. So you've mentioned Bob, and I've forgotten the female character.
Bob and Beth.
What other sort of features are going to go live or are live now?
So if you have the app right now, like the entire thing is going to change in a better way. We have one point, the onboarding process. So the time that you download the app to the time where you're familiar with it, that whole process has changed, and it's because of all the user feedback that we've received. For example, we have a video now that we're incorporating at the very beginning, and it's going to walk you through how the app functions. Additionally, right from there, you're going to have a chance to set up your hierarchies. And from that point, what the app's going to do is it's going to take that data, and it's going to automatically structure an ERP plan for you. So all you have to do is literally each day click start next to a bubble, or we call it like our roadmap, and you'll get an ERP exercise and all the tools you'll need to do that exercise right then and there based off of your hierarchies. So it's essentially going to be much more intuitive, right? Because before there was functionality that was kind of hidden where you had to kind of find it. We've just essentially taken all that kind of difficulty out of the app. So you just have what you need right away. And then if you have an episode on the go, like, and you run into a sudden exposure and you're like, oh, I need help right now. I need to integrate ERP and I don't want to give into my compulsion. All you do is just press a button called SOS, and is enlarged in red. And it's going to just walk you through ERP right in that moment, custom to that specific episode. And then we've also changed the data too. So I had a lot of data in a list type of form last version, as you can probably see if you have the 1.4 version. And now we've kind of changed it to resemble Fitbit. So you have a dashboard of all the data metrics that are most relevant to you as a patient. So how accountable you are to your treatment, how many episodes you've completed, how many ERP homework exercises you've completed that week, where your episodes occurred, et cetera. And you see it all like in a very clear format. And if you want to learn more about that specific data metric, all you do is just touch it. And it kind of goes into more detail. It shows you some graphs, and it's a little bit more engaging. And the last part, we added like a profile section. So essentially you can see all of your hierarchies, all of your compulsions, all of your obsessions, and it's very clear. And so the next step is to kind of gamify an OCD. So in November, we're going to launch a version that's going to reward you for doing ERP exercises. And as you do these different exercises, you'll get points. And so the more points you get, the more levels you'll complete. And for each level, you could see your character, Bob or Beth, go through history. So you'll see them like start out, Bob would be like a caveman or Beth is a caveman. And then the next level you complete, they'll change and transform through history. So they may be I'm not going to reveal too much information yet, but you'll kind of see them advance through history in a fun way. And so it's kind of like a nice side thing to, you know, ERP is so challenging as it is, you might as well try to keep, you know, try to make it more engaging. And so that's our effort to do so.
Yeah, no, that sounds awesome. And obviously anyone listening now is go download the latest version. And obviously if they haven't downloaded it before, then this is even more exciting for them. Okay, cool. So since we last spoke, have there been any more sort of success stories that people have told you?
We get a lot of our success stories on social media. So people that have found us through social media, through our awareness campaign accounts like Treat My OCD, they will directly message us and say how they've used it and gotten better. And they really like a lot of the tools that we have, for especially for ERP. We have a feature where you can just, you know, do loop tapes right through the app. You can draw pictures, you can write scripts. And so people say it's really helping them stay motivated and helping them kind of engage in ERP on a daily basis, because it's so much easier now. You don't have to, like, you know, worry about collecting all of your scripts in one place. You don't have to worry about where to actually do these loop tapes. It's all right there for you. So they really like that feature, and they've voiced their opinion and they've said it's helped them.
That's cool. Yeah, no, that's great to hear. Okay, so a few more fun questions now. So you play football for college, and I guess your training schedule must be pretty hectic.
Definitely.
You're full-time studying, and, you know, your degree doesn't sound like an easy one. And obviously you're running this company.
Right.
And I guess the question, because my life suddenly got extremely busy, and I just want to know how you deal with the stresses of managing all these things.
Yeah, well, first, I have a great team. You know, it's not just me involved with this. I have an incredible business partner, Gagan Bambra. He's doing a great job with all the social media campaigns. His mission is to help people with OCD, and he's really embodied so many of the characteristics needed to run a business, and so I'm really fortunate to have him. We also have a great team in place helping us with clinical research. So one of our big goals is to make the most clinically effective app possible, so that people who need treatment and they can't necessarily go out and afford it, or they can't find it within their location, they can just download something clinically effective, right, off the internet.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to make it clinically effective, and we have a good number of people helping us in that direction. One, Joe Harrison, he's the director of our clinical research, and he's also an advisor for us. He's at UPenn, and he's a grad student. He's doing just an incredible job. We have Dr. Barbara Van Noppen, who's been helping us really with creating proposals and for helping us kind of create a research plan for us. She's done an incredible job herself throughout the years in the OCD community. She's currently on the scientific board for the International OCD Foundation, and she's also involved in many genetic studies associated with finding a cure for OCD or genetic cure for OCD. I think that's right. I'm not 100% sure. And she's also been published for many different studies, including her her family scale for OCD treatment. And don't quote me on this, I'm not 100% sure of the details, but she's doing an incredible job, and she has a lot of experience to help us. And we also have a great team of business advisors. Mr. Glenn Tolman, he's just had an incredible impact within the healthcare community with Livongo and with Allscripts in the past, and he's also an investor within the healthcare community. He's really made his mission to help people, and he's done, you know, he's doing that with us too. He's guiding us. And so there's a lot of people involved. It's not just me. And I guess, you know, just really lucky to have such an incredible team. So that's how we can get a lot done. And I can still have the opportunity to go to school, and there's many people at my school currently who are helping us, whether it's within the Pomona media department, within the Pomona alumni network, a lot of different people. So we're very fortunate. And then football is kind of like a release in many aspects. It's just like a workout for me. And just, you know, I can count on 2 hours a day just going out on the football field and playing and having fun. And then afterwards, it just kind of refreshes your mind. And for me, at least, it's a release. And I'm excited about what we're doing at Pomona. And I think the team's growing. A lot of great guys on the team. And this is an incredible family to be a part of. So,
yeah. Cool. No, that's awesome. So I need to extend my network and exercise more. Okay, great. Okay, so on your Twitter feed, you post a lot of good quotes on sort of inspirational backgrounds, and I pulled a few of them out, and I want to, I guess, ask you a question around them. The first one's from Aristotle, which is, in our darkest moments, it's in our darkest moments that we must focus to see the light. So I guess my question to you is, you know, how do you focus on the light when times are dark?
Okay, that's a great question. I guess the way that I focus the most would be, you know, I'm just got to think of that one. When times are toughest, you really have to kind of take a step back and realize all the benefits you have. And the way that I do that is through my family, I guess, and my friends. So, you know, they're people that are very supportive, and they've been incredible throughout this mission that we've done with NoCD. And when times get tough, you just talk to them, or I've talked to them, and they've given me support that I needed to kind of keep going. And I guess really figure out who's your network, who are people that are supporting you, who are people that are giving you guidance each day to go off and be a better person. And those are the people that you need and to have if you want to have success. And when times get tough, you want to rely on them.
Cool.
That's the way that I handle it. Just talking to people and talking to people I love.
Yeah, that's good advice. And next one's from Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, it's one of my favorites, actually. He said, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. So my question to you is, what lies within you?
What lies within me? Well, for many OCD patients, I think you all can relate. Just a lot of, probably similar to what you guys feel. You know, there's days where you have challenges, where you're constantly in distress. You constantly feel anxious. You constantly question what's going on. You question the validity behind why things are happening. You question and you doubt. So, you know, at some level, there's challenge. At some level, that challenge can create and spark improvement in your life in other dimensions. And I think that's really it. It's a constant balance between being challenged and improving. And to get improved, you have to be challenged. So by having OCD, you're constantly focused on improving. And it's really kind of rubbed off in many dimensions. I've played football on a much better level after having OCD. I've gone to school and I've studied at a much better level by knowing that no challenge is too great. And so I think the wiring that I have is unique to, and I think people with OCD can understand that. But it's also, you know, it promotes confidence. After a while, you struggle and you realize that no struggle is too great, and you become more confident in yourself. You realize, okay, I can take on anything. I can take on this. This doesn't even bother me anymore. I can take on anything. So I guess, you know, confidence as well. I've been able, through the struggles I've had with OCD, to become a more confident person. And it's rubbed off in many dimensions. So I'm excited about the future. And I think people with OCD should be excited as well.
Cool. Yeah, that's good to hear, man. And the next one is, I think it's Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson.
Is it Lyndon? Okay. Lyndon Johnson said, yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win. So my question to you is, how do you win each day?
How do I win each day?
Or how do you win the day?
Well, there's a great quote by Lou Holtz. I don't want to give you a quote to a quote, but Lou Holtz was a football coach at University of Notre Dame. And he said, it's never as good as it seems, and it's never as bad as it seems. And so whether if it's a challenge, with OCD, it's never that really that bad. You can always improve. And if you had a great day, well, the next day is a clean slate, right? So you got to go back and keep fighting. And so I've kind of embodied that quote as well. with kind of bouncing off of what you mentioned, and you know, each day you just go off with a clean slate, and by doing that you can produce at a higher level, I think, and so that's how I win each day. Go off and think, this is a day to win. So by having that mindset, you can actually win the day, versus like if you think you've already won the day beforehand, you're really not going to win it. So I'm really excited about kind of that quote, because it's one that really forces you to be honest with yourself. You have to really look within yourself and say, what am I going to do today to make tomorrow a better place, or to even to make the next hour a better place, or next minute a better place? And I guess, you know, that's something that as an OCD patient, you're going to want to have in the back of your mind, because when you struggle, you realize that, look, tomorrow is a new day. The next minute's a new minute. Technically, the future doesn't really even exist, right? The future is just the future. The only thing that matters is the present. And if you can conquer the present, you can then conquer the future. So, yeah, it's a great quote for OCD patients going through therapy, because realistically, to improve, you just got to take it day by day. And you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself, because ERP is challenging at the same time. You got to realize that if you take it day by day, those days are just going to add up, and you're going to make much faster progress, and it's doable. So,
yeah, great advice. Really good advice. Oh, cool. Yeah. I mean, that concludes my questions. If anyone wants to hear Stephen's story, which I'm sure they do, I'll put links into the show notes of this episode where they can find out about that. And obviously if they download your app through the site, then you guys donate to an OCD charity, which is pretty cool.
Definitely. Yeah, our goal is to basically help as many people as possible. And in order to do that, we need to grow the community and grow awareness for OCD. And, you know, right now there just quite honestly isn't enough awareness for it, and that's why people struggle. So our mission as a company is to end that struggle and to give you treatment when you need it most, and to give you treatment immediately. So,
cool. Yeah. Great mission. And thanks for coming on again.
Of course, Stu, anytime, and I appreciate you having me.
No, absolutely, it's a pleasure. Cool. We'll cut it there.
Awesome.
Yeah, cheers, man. That was good.
Sorry, I'm not the greatest speaker.
No, it's good. There's lots of information in there. And the main thing is, you know, I want people to download the new iteration of the app because it helps them. And those questions at the end, I think you gave some really good advice.
Oh, great. I appreciate it.
No, pleasure.